Okay. All you're going to need to do right now is listen to me for a while. I'm going to relax your body and then take your mind down into a nice, comfortable trance where we're going to work on your creativity and getting you to complete the projects you start creatively. Anyway, let's go ahead and start with your feet. Just simply allowing them to relax. Letting all the stress drain out. Just simply letting yourself relax. Letting all the worries and problems of the world just drain away. Drain away as you allow your mind and body to relax. And once your feet are nicely relaxed, allow the relaxation to work its way up into your calves, letting your calves, your feet, relax and become so nice and comfortable. Just simply lying there, or sitting in a comfortable position, letting your body relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, all so very comfortable and relaxed. Imagine the stress, all of the little negative thoughts that go through your head just simply draining out of your body as you relax more and more, letting the world just slip away as you listen to my voice and let me relax you, relaxing you into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now, allow the relaxation to work its way all the way from your feet to your waist. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist. Everything feeling so very, very comfortable. So nicely relaxed. Just allowing your body to relax, to allow your body to rest as you listen to my voice, and allow your mind to settle and become quiet as well, feeling your body relaxing more and more feels so very good. It's very comfortable, it's very enjoyable to just simply let yourself relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest. Feel the relaxation all through your body, allowing your body to just simply become more and more comfortable with each and every word. Let your breathing become nice and slow and comfortable. Slow, steady, even breaths as you allow yourself to relax, allowing yourself to slide deeply towards trance, your mind focusing only on my voice. As your body relaxes further and further, now feel the relaxation extending up into your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Feel your body so very, very relaxed, not even wanting to move. You feel so very good to relax like this, to let go of all the tension and strain from your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, your face, your eyes, every inch of your body, just simply relaxing more and more, a little more comfortable with each and every word. If you find yourself becoming uncomfortable, you can adjust your position. But otherwise, you may not find any desire to move at all. It's so much easier to just relax and let me guide you down into a deeply relaxed, very, very comfortable trance. And now we're going to lead you down into that nice deep trance. Feel your mind floating downwards. Feel your mind being carried downwards. Down from 10 to 1. Where 1 is such a very, very deep trance that the world can't even seem to intrude. Where all that exists is my voice guiding you. Guiding you. But for right now, we're at 10. A nice, light little trance. Your mind slipping away as your mind and body relax further and further. 9. Your trance getting a little deeper. The world seeming a little more distant, a little less important. As you allow yourself to be guided down, guided by my voice, down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. 8. Feeling so very, very comfortable. It's such a wonderful place to be in. Your mind and body relaxed, feeling so very, very good. 7. Relaxing even more. Just simply listening to my voice and allowing yourself to drift ever further into trance. The rest of the world seeming further and further away as my words continue to carry you down. 6. So nice and deep. Halfway there, halfway to that wonderfully deep trance, feeling so very, very good, so very relaxed, as your mind and body continue to float downward, downward into a wonderful trance that you can enjoy. 5. Continuing down now. The world so very, very distant as my voice guides you, carrying you down to a place where there are no stresses, there are no strains, where your mind and your body are completely comfortable. 4. So very, very deep. Just listening to my voice, the world, a distant memory. All you want to do is listen and relax and go deeper. 3. Deeper and deeper, allowing me to guide you down so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax this deeply. To let go of all of your stresses and strains and worries. To just simply let go and relax. 2. We're almost there now. Your mind so very, very deeply relaxed, your body so comfortable. It feels so good to just simply let me guide you here. One. So nice and deep and relaxed. You feel so very, very good here. And now that you are here, it's time to connect with your creative side. Perhaps the stresses and other problems have been keeping it bottled up. Or perhaps that isn't your problem. Perhaps your creativity has always been there. It just simply doesn't seem to want to wake up and take action. Well, you're going to find that your creativity is growing exponentially. That your creativity is just simply firing off new ideas regularly or improving upon the ones that you've already had. You're going to dig deeply into the well of creativity that has always existed inside of you. Even if you haven't felt it there, it is there. It's the part of you that comes up with those crazy random ideas. I'm sure you've had a few of them during your life. Well, now you're going to find yourself connecting to that part of you. That part of you that comes up with ideas, that finds them. They could be personal ideas for growth. They could be business ideas. They could just simply be ideas for things you want to do. Crafts, projects. It could be literally anything. Anything that needs creative direction. Your mind is going to find itself unlocking your creative potential. Unlocking it and releasing it. Discovering it once again, letting all those things that have held it down just simply slide away, connecting into the part of you that's always existed, perhaps even connecting into the childlike. We all know how children can just simply come up with all kinds of crazy, random things. Well, you've been a child at some point in time in your life, and perhaps you've trained yourself not to allow all of those crazy random things to come out. But now that we're awakening your creativity, it's time to let those ideas flow, to let them flow freely. You can decide once you've had the idea, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, whether it's something you should follow or set aside. But don't limit yourself. Your creativity is completely and utterly unbridled. Allow it to just simply flow through you. A new energy flowing through your mind and your body, allowing you to come up with hundreds, thousands of ideas. Allow them to just flow through you, to connect to the creative portion of the universe, and just let it happen. And as you do, you'll discover that some of the ideas aren't good. Some of them make no sense even to you, but you still had them. You let them come flowing out. And as you go through all the ideas you might have, you'll find yourself discovering some that just simply make sense to you. Maybe it's a new way to do something. Maybe it's a whole new idea. Maybe it's something that's never been done before, or a new way to do something that's been done that nobody else has thought of. And as you latch on to that idea that you want to turn into a reality, you'll find a new side of yourself, the side that is able to carry these things through. Once you've latched on to a creative idea, instead of just simply working on it for an hour or an afternoon, you will find yourself dedicated to that idea until you realize that it either isn't going to happen or until you've actually carried it all the way through to fruition, all the way through to the very end. Once you have an idea that you want to carry out, you'll find yourself capable of focusing on it, of actually focusing on the idea of using your creativity to figure out how to make that idea happen. To go out and find resources, information, more ideas to try to make it work, whatever it is that it takes to make the idea become a reality. Sometimes that may even require talking to others, asking them for their help, their opinions, their advice, taking a personal risk, actually taking time away from other things to make this happen, or spending resources, be them time or money, to make this idea into a reality. Your creativity helped you find an idea that you love, that you want to see brought into reality. And now you're finding that you're going to carry out these ideas. That once you've found one, you can actually carry it through, all the way through to the end. Even if the idea is a simple one and only takes a few minutes, you still make certain that you carry it through to the end. But if the idea is something that's going to take hours, days, weeks, even months to carry out, you still find the stick-to-itiveness. You find that the idea remains in your mind, that it brings a passion with it, a passion within you that says, I must accomplish this, I must finish this, that gives you the energy to work on it nearly tirelessly until it becomes a reality, until the idea moves from the stage of being just an idea to being a tangible thought, and then an actual reality, something you've built, something you've taken from your mind and built into reality. Doesn't matter how simple or complicated the idea is. And sometimes in the process of investigating or figuring out your creative idea, you may discover it's just not going to work. You may find ways around that, or you may discover that it simply isn't going to work. Not everything works perfectly, but when you do, instead of getting discouraged, you'll reach back into your well of creativity and you'll find another idea, perhaps a variation on what you started with, perhaps something entirely new. But the creativity that's been unlocked inside of you is not going to be caged. It has been released. It is flowing through you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The creative part of your mind has been awakened, and it's going to find itself combined with the part of your mind that carries things through, that makes you do things, a passion for completing the projects you dream up, a passion for carrying them out from beginning to end that is just as powerful as your creativity, the two of them combined to make you better than you've ever been, to make you succeed at creating so very many things, be it a piece of artwork or building something completely amazing from scratch. Your mind and your will are at one, working together to make this happen. And now I'm going to wake you back up. And as you awaken, you will find that you carry that creativity and that passion with you. You will find that you are able to carry through and succeed. And if you find yourself wandering from the path, you are always welcome to come back, to listen again, to refresh your mind and redirect it once more. But for now, it is time to return to the waking world. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and ready to unleash your creativity. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy the new, more creative you.